The Oswego Common Council passed its budget plan for next year last night, including a more than 40% property tax increase. But instead of boos, common councilors heard cheers from the 100 or so people who watched the event. In a seemingly surprise announcement to the crowd, Council President Ron Kaplowitz broke the news about the city's 15 DPW jobs that were placed on the city's chopping block.
I'm pleased to say that we sat long and hard, and kudos to the unions and to Dev Code and to Rita Tickle and the mayor and several of us that spent our weekends that with our families were visiting, buying Christmas presents. We're trying to figure out how to save 15 jobs, and we did.
Though the DPW was spared, code enforcement, the city's part-time tourism director, and positions in animal control and traffic were lost. The city is also asking all city employees to take 10 furlough days or risk layoffs. The furloughs have not been negotiated yet with the city's police, fire, or DPW. All of the city's unions have settled contracts through 2016. Kaplowitz says they'll have to be renegotiated or the city risks layoffs. In all, every city department faces about a 4% cut.